All right, we'll go ahead and call this May 19th meeting of the Madison Plains Local School Board to order. At this time, if you would, Mr. Butts, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oops, sorry, get roll call.
Yep. Mr. Justine, would you please take roll?
Mr. Dodds?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Morlock?
Present.
Mr. Detweiler, myself are present, and Mrs. Cooley?
We'll go ahead and move on to public communications. I see no one has signed up to speak, but if there's anyone that would like to speak this time at public communications, if you would, please raise your hand. Move on to approval of the board minutes from last month.
Mr. Vice President, I make the motion of the minutes for the April 21st, 2015 meeting to be approved as written.
A second.
Any discussion? Would you take roll, please?
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yep.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Carried 4-0.
Mr. President? Mr. President, I would ask that we move to item G.
Okay. Okay, we're going to move on to item G in the superintendent's report so we can do our student recognition.
First up, is Luke here? Luke Hockman?
Yeah.
Luke, can you stand up for us? Luke is being recognized tonight because he took it upon himself, and I believe it was part of your scouting program, to collect funds to buy school supplies to donate to the school for needy students. This was nothing that somebody said you have to do or anything like that. He took it upon himself as part of the scouting program. And we had several big boxes delivered to the central office. And of course, being me, I said, what's all that stuff doing in our front office? And I was quickly told one of our students had collected money to buy those supplies to give to the needy students in the district. And I was just so impressed. I said, we need to get him at the next board meeting so you guys can meet this young man. We're going to give him an excellence award tonight for that. Luke, you can come right on over here. Thank you very, very much. You can shake these fellas' hands here.
Thank you very much. Good job.
How much money was raised?
Congratulations, good
job. I don't know. But a lot of boxes of stuff you were able to get, huh? Mm-hmm. That's terrific. Awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Luke.
Yeah?
Got a minute? You mind if I take your picture? That'd be all right? I think you've done this before.
Yeah.
All right. Looks good. Thank you, sir. Well done.
Nice job. Our next student recognition is going to be our Math Bee contest winners. If I could just have them come up front, whoever's here, go ahead and come right on up front. And I would ask Stormy Hiram, who is one of our coaches, to come up if she'd like and recognize these, in this case, young men, and talk about their accomplishments. I just want to point out, and also Kim, that I had the good fortune of going up to the county math bee, and I also went to the spelling bee. And there's quite a turn of events from the spelling bee to the math bee. It got to the point, I think everybody thought that somehow it was rigged or something because it was green and yellow all over the place up on the stage. It was a great, great night for Madison Plains. I think a lot of people were in shock. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to you two to talk a little bit more.
Hi, I'm Stormy Hiram. I've coached the 7th and 8th grade Math Bee. This was my 18th year. So I've been doing this for a long time. But the kids did an amazing job. It was probably the best we've ever done, all in 1 year especially. So we usually get maybe one or two, but this year Between the seventh and eighth grade, we had three tie for third, two tie for second in seventh grade, and then two tie for third and a first place in eighth grade. So it, they did an amazing, amazing job.
Awesome.
Very good. Can you guys introduce yourself?
My name is Chris Ernst.
My name is Spencer Baker.
Clint Southworth.
Andrew Geyer.
Logan Johnson.
Great job, guys. Excellent. I mean, Dots has a gift for you. Come on over.
Congratulations.
I think it's also exciting to note that there were 18 students placed that day, and Madison Plains took 12.
Why don't you two come in front?
So that was very exciting for all of us to sit there and watch all the
scenes. Yeah, it's kind of in between. That's good. That's cool. Move to your, that one. Yeah, that's it. Cover up. So
yeah, get cover me up. You don't want me in the picture.
Slink down a little bit, butts there. if you would please, sir. All right, look sharp, fellas.
I'll say something.
All right, pretty good. Let me do one more, just in case I screwed up. Okay, thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you.
And parents and students, if you'd like to head out, feel free, or stay if you like. It's your call.
I'll hold the door.
You want to go to? Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. That'd be awesome.
Aside from that, monthly financial reports, I don't really have anything else. Moving on to my amended appropriations resolution. This was more of a kind of a house cleaning type cleanup of where we're at this time of year with the appropriations, just to make sure everything was in line. Good news is everything pretty much was. We were only off, there was only a total change to the appropriations of about $50,000, and that's all funds based on our last amended appropriations. So, and that was a decrease.
No change to the general fund, right?
Not no change, no. We didn't, there were some changes I think that were made throughout the year. So overall, not much to speak of there. Which brings me to the five-year forecast. And this is a compliance item. We are required to file an updated five-year forecast by May 31st. Couple things with note. I'll try to zoom in here the best I can. We've been saying all along, since the October forecast, that we were projecting to have our revenues increased, and that was based off the CAUV values increasing. And we have that here projected in the forecast. I know it's a little hard to see. I don't know why that seems a little blurry to me. And it shouldn't be. One second. Let's see if I can clean that up a little bit. There we go. We did show an increase in the top line there, which is our property taxes, our real estate collections. Once I get this dialed in, I'll feel a lot better. There we go. General property taxes. $5,816,000 this year, $6,030,000 next year. The other item of note, that information that we received, was our health insurance. We received a 0% increase on our health insurance, and we had an 8% increase budgeted. So that helped our bottom line a great deal. To the tune of about $120,000 this year, and of course, you know, that's cumulative year over year. And I'll try and get to the bottom here. That's the all important number. What we've been saying all along is that with the property values increasing and real estate tax collections increasing, that we should be able to get through 18 now, which originally we weren't projecting through 18. And we do have that projected here. Let's go right to the bottom. Currently, this is 15. Here's where we had projected to go into the red in October, was 18 by the slightest of margins. Now, with the property tax increase and 0% increase next year on our health insurance, we are looking better. We have a balance of $744,000 there in 18. And what we were projecting, I think, was about a $1.9 million deficit there in 19. Now is only $662,000. So we still see that coming. You know, it is something we're still going to have to address with additional revenue or changes in operations. So we know it's there. We can see it, and now we have time to address it. So, but it's better than what it could have been if we hadn't had the increased collections. The other thing of note, we do have the state funding still flatlined, the proposed budget, and it's been submitted. The amended budget by the House that's currently in the Senate calls for no district to receive any less funds than they received in the year prior. So we have continued that throughout the life of the forecast just to flatline our funding. That includes the tangible personal property tax reimbursement. That doesn't go away either. So we do have that projected in there also.
And once it gets to the Senate kind of has a different opinion on that.
Yes.
So it's critical that if they take away, start phasing out tangible personal property, then that bottom line number will, of course, decrease based on.
That's almost $500,000 for us, that reimbursement.
Yeah. So you feel good right now, but next week they can take that away and you feel bad again. Another key component, and they're one of the key assumptions again, is the 1% increase, and we budgeted for base increases. So
and another 1.85 on steps. So, you know, a total increase for staff. 2.85% roughly is what we have built into the forecast.
And we're able to update our forecast whenever we want. We can submit it as many times.
Oh, absolutely.
We have to in May, and
have
we have
to.
To
and we can do it as many times after that as we want, or before that for that matter.
So we can, once we know what the Senate is going to do and how that personal property tax is going to be looking, we can make
adjustments. I am very much obligated to any kind of major change that were to happen to our funding to submit and present a revised five-year forecast for your review and approval.
And we start negotiations this week, and I'm sure Stormy's okay with the way that's presented right now, so we'll just skip over the money part. So. I know we'd get a laugh out of it.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Mr. Vice President, I move upon recommendation of the Treasurer that the April 2015 financial statements be accepted as presented.
I'll second that. Any discussion? Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Warlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, I move upon recommendation of the Treasurer that the Board approve the amended appropriation resolution as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, I move upon recommendation of the Treasurer that the updated five-year forecast for fiscal year 2015 through 2019 be accepted as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, that takes us back to Mr. Devlin.
Back to me. Items 1 and 2 we've already covered. Again, there'll be more students coming in a bit later, so we'll recognize them at that point. Mr. Dale McVeigh from the Vanacore, I've asked him to come to our June meeting. At that point, they'll be done with the instructional audit, and they'll present some of that information at that point. So I thought that'd be more a better use of his time. So we will be talking to him in June. Bus purchases, I just want to bring the board up to speed that we are looking into. I'd gotten the request from the Transportation Department on the buses that we need for next year, and I asked them to go out multiple years. We have about 8 buses that have a lot of wear and tear, a lot of miles that we need to replace. We are looking, actually Todd and I met today with an underwriter, our bond counsel, talking about do we want to go out and get 8 buses all in one shot because financing costs are so low right now. Because again, we've got multiple buses, 8 of them that are being older than year 2000, so that are on the road and there are backups right now. So we need to do more than just one at a time. And if we can finance it, that's what the PI money is for. We're looking into that, so we'll be coming back to you in June with an idea on how we can get that done. So I just want to bring you up to speed on that. Something we're looking into.
When you're looking at that, just keep in mind, I don't know how the other board members feel, but I don't want to deplete all that all in one shot.
The buses aren't cheap,
so.
Right. Well, that's why you finance it.
Right.
We do it over multiple
years.
What I'm getting at is, I don't want to get us into something we have to. It's kind of nice not having a big finance right now. We most of our bills are paid.
You're right.
I like it that way.
Yeah, we got $30,000 in debt.
So, you go after 8 buses, it's going to be a lot more than $30,000.
Right. I mean, I think that the easiest way to look at it is if we were planning on spending $100,000 a year to buy a bus a year, we would be able to get all 8 buses at once and then spend that $100,000 a year to finance that purchase.
We're not spending
the same amount. We would just be able to leverage that financing in order to get the buses now and on the road now.
But we all know there's a lot of stuff we're looking at. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, I don't want us doing this, but it seems like we're always operating under gloom and doom. You know, what if the state does this or what if the state does that? That's what I'm getting at. I want you guys to be real.
What you'll see when we come back in June is a comprehensive plan, because the FIT team is working on all our facility improvements that we need to do. Todd and I are working on financing busing, and you know, if it's $100,000 a year, $125,000 a year, whatever it is for buses, that's PI fund that's going to pay for that. Then the balance is what we're using for FIT, for the facility improvements. So we're not looking at this as just one piece. It's an overall master planning of all of our purchases. So you won't see one piece of it. You'll see the whole package.
I would comment on this, but I tend to agree with Dave as far as going into debt. I would literally have to see what you guys bring to us.
Right. And I think that's why, we're just giving you a kind of a heads up, so to speak, that this is something that we've looked at lately and that we will be bringing to your attention for further review. It won't be something that catches you off guard, I guess.
When I get a proposal to me that we need to buy 2 this year, 1 the following, 2 the following, another 2, well, you're going to be buying those at a higher rate down the road than what you can buy them now. Financing costs are a bare minimum, it just makes sense. And that's what we'll be presenting to you guys to consider. So I'm just giving you a heads up right now. We may not, once we do it, we may come back and say it doesn't make sense. But it will be part of a package overall. All right. You received information on our graduates, those that we've got a close eye on, making sure that we have hopefully close to 100% graduation rate. That's our goal every year. But again, they've got to meet our standards to get that Madison County diploma. So Dr. Unger has got a watchful eye on those students to make sure that that's going to happen. And you've got information on that. So we just wanted to make sure you had that. And that concludes my information. And the next piece I had was a request for us to go into a brief executive session. Are there students that just came in from the band
right.
that are here for? If we could have you come on up. We're going to go to executive session here, then, and I want you to have to wait for that to be over. You just come on up here. Matt B?
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry,
Miss Mom. Tim, do you want to say anything for these two gentlemen? Or?
These are two of our sixth grade boys. We have Jonathan and Kenneth here. So they, like I said, the band kids are going to trickle in, our junior high, seventh and eighth graders. There's still a few of them coming too. So gentlemen, what we brought you here for tonight is for the Mr. Detweiler and the Board of Education to congratulate you on all of your hard work and effort. Our fifth graders were here and a couple of our seventh and eighth graders. So thank you for representing Madison Plains and yourselves, Terry.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Congratulations. Thank you. Congratulations.
Nice job.
Congratulations.
And
parents and students, you guys want to go ahead and head out so you don't have to wait?
Session at 7:23 for the purpose of one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual, and Section 4, preparing for, conducting, or reviewing negotiations or bargaining session with public employees.
Second.
Any discussion?
Call roll, please. Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
And after the executives, after we return from executive session, we'll open it back up to continue the meeting then.
This will take probably 15 to 20
minutes. Yeah. All right. We will return to our meeting at 7:55. We're on a new business.
Many of the
policies you wanted to highlight, too?
I just want to make sure everybody's clear.
Mr. Vice President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve the first reading of the following four policies. There they are listed.
Second. Any discussion?
Yeah, just to point out the policy JHCD, administering medicines to students. The state legislature changed the law recently in regards to training and the requirements for folks within school districts to administer medication, primarily giving shots. This policy now adheres to those guidelines, so we will be in compliance, and that's why it's critical that we do that. So when you see changes next year on how we administer medication, it's following what the legislature through the higher vice code said we must do.
All right. Would you call roll, please?
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Vice President, upon recommendation of the superintendent, I think the board should approve the second and final reading of the following board policies.
I'll second. Any discussion?
I think it's important to note that our board policy review committee is now up and running and hopefully pumping out policies on a regular basis. So we're working diligently on updating our policies. So.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following certified contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2015-2016 school year. These include 1, 2, and 3 year contracts.
Second.
Any discussion? Would you call roll, please?
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-4-0.
Mr. Vice President, upon recommendation of Lori Carnavelli, the intermediate principal, the board award Robin Detweiler a 3-year teaching contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2015-2016 school year.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I wanted to clarify why this was separated out. Under higher vice code, and I've given you that section, a spouse of the superintendent cannot be hired by the superintendent. It must be a designee of the board. In this case, that's Mrs. Carnavalli, who was her principal for 2 years, and she is making that recommendation. So I provided you the higher vice code section that pertains to that, just to provide clarity for the public as to why that's separated out.
Would you call roll, please?
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, make a motion upon recognition of the superintendent of the board award the following extended day contracts be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2015-2016 school year as listed below.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the superintendent of the board award the following administrative contract to be paid in accordance with the board adopted salary schedule beginning with the 2015-2016 school year. Trish Passwater's 2-year contract.
Second.
Any discussion?
If you notice, there's not a description of the job that she'll be doing because we want to see how many jobs we can give Trish before she actually quits. So, I think it was 3 this year.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, I make the motion upon recommendation of Superintendent the Board award the following classified contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2015-2016 school year as listed below.
Second.
Any discussion?
Call roll, please. Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, I make the motion upon recommendation of Superintendent the Board award a 2-year contract to Jelaine Walker, paid in accordance with the hourly exempt employees' wage schedule approved by the Board of Education beginning with the 2015-2016 school year.
I'll second that. Any discussion? Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, upon recommendation of the Superintendent, the Board accept the resignation of Shelley Medock, a 7-12 math teacher, effective June 5th, 2015. She served Madison Plains for the past 2 years.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, I make the motion upon recommendation of Superintendent the Board accept the resignation of Kent McIntyre, teacher, effective the end of 2014-2015 school year. Mr. McIntyre served the Madison Plains District for 1 year.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, I make the motion upon recommendation of Superintendent Board accept with regret the resignation of Scott McClellan, bus driver, effective end of business day, May 13, 2015. Mr. McClellan served the Madison Plains District for 4 years.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just want to point out that Scott did an outstanding job for us as a driver. This is a big loss, especially this time of year, because we are running short on drivers, but he had a great opportunity personally for his profession to move on, and so again, he did a great job, and we will miss him.
Would you call roll, please?
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, I make the motion upon recommendation of Superintendent the Board award the following academic supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2015-2016 school year as listed below.
Second.
Are you on item 13,
yeah,
Dave?
Sorry, I skipped it.
Are you on item
13? I missed one.
Go ahead, go ahead,
yeah,
and do 13,
that's okay,
and then we'll jump back. That's okay.
Sorry about that.
Who was the second? I'm sorry.
I did.
Thank you.
Any discussion? Would you call roll, please?
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, I make the motion, this is number 12, that upon recommendation, the Superintendent of the Board employ Joe Stewart on a 1-year contract as intervention specialist, step 10, MA plus 15, effective August 13th, 2015.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, upon recommendation of the Superintendent, the Board award the following athletic supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2015-2016 school year as listed.
Second.
Any discussion?
If I could, I'll just point out, Matt, we're still working on seventh grade football, is that right?
Correct. We have two. And two still be hired.
Right, and varsity volleyball, Betsy's been out, and so we still need to sit down and talk with her.
Correct.
And once that happens, we'll be looking to see those in June, and that will give us all of our coaches for the fall.
Call roll,
Mr.
Dillon,
your freshman football as well.
You got and one other, so you'll have those in June.
Okay. Would you call roll, please?
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award Joe Stewart, the boys varsity basketball coach, supplemental contract for the 2015-2016 school year to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, if I could, I'd like to jump in here for a second. We were very fortunate this time. I say this time because we were looking last year as well. We had a great pool of applicants. Of course, I think Mr. Mason and Dr. Ender can speak to this, in which we had a very deep pool of applicants. We went through a rigorous process of screening and then interviewing. Had a great committee of teachers, community members that served on that committee. Took us through that process, and at the end of the day, one gentleman stood out head and shoulders above everybody else within that pool. Madison Plains is very lucky to have a gentleman of Joe Stewart's caliber come to our school district. His pedigree and resume are outstanding, and hopefully he can do things here that he's done in other districts. I look forward to having Joe work with us.
Any other discussion?
Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mr. Butts.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Dotts.
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, I make a motion upon recognition of superintendent board approve the following seniors who are scheduled to participate in the commencement exercise on June 5th, 2015.
Second.
Any discussion?
Are there any seniors here that want to read off all the names for us? Okay, guess not.
There is one student that would be in memory of, and I think Dr. Under, you've been working with the family to have some unique things for that student after graduation.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Butts.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mr. Dotts.
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approved the Board of Education Governing Board Resolution authorizing 2015-2016 membership into the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
I'll second that. Any discussion? Would you call roll, please?
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mr. Dotts.
Yes.
Mr. Butts.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Vice President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the OSBA web-based board policy update service in the amount of $1,550 for a one-year period beginning May 1st, 2015, as presented.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
I just have one thing to say. I know in the past I've abstained from OSBA votes because I was a trustee. I'm going to abstain from this one. I'm not a trustee this year, but I'm still on a couple of the committees for OSBA. So it's not that I'm abstaining because I'm against it. I think OSBA does a lot of great things for districts across the state. But just to keep an ethical stand on not having any violations there, I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Would you call roll, please?
Mr. Butts.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock.
Abstain.
Mr. Dotts.
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0 with one extension.
Mr. Vice President, upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approved the increase of lunch and breakfast prices as follows, effective with the 2015-2016 school year. Looks like most go up a nickel. K through 6 breakfast goes up a dollar.
Any discussion?
Yeah, most of this is due to the federal requirements. Federal guidelines require that we have a matching contribution each year. You can't drop below a certain level of contribution to the lunch program. And basically, if we don't do this increase, we won't be in compliance. And you have the risk of losing your federal dollars that come in for the lunch program. So that's why you see the nickels. That's all we needed to stay in compliance. The $1.10 is because K-6 breakfast has not been increased in a number of years. So that's to help keep that program healthy. So the other two are compliance issues. Breakfast is to make sure we can still afford to provide that breakfast. Okay.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dotts?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
And before I conclude my report, do we have some more students?
Yes.
Came over? Can we have you come up to the front, please? Everybody's had to go through this, so. I don't know if Kim or Stormy would like to talk to you about that. If you want to just stand up there, that's fine.
Okay.
I don't have to take your way up.
So the three that we have here now, on the right is Joey Grigsby, who tied for second in seventh grade. And then Alexa Fryer's in the middle. She tied for third in eighth grade. And Ashley Griffith was our first place winner in eighth grade. And again,
we can shake your hands, and then we'll have Dean take the pictures.
Yeah,
we'll
get you the good
results. Yeah, gotta have the awards.
Get your iron there.
How to deal with it.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Do well tonight.
Congratulations. Come back this way a little bit.
Keep the light on your eyes.
Keep coming.
Keep coming.
Yeah.
There you go.
The projector light on. Move in a little bit to this place. There you go. That's good.
Like a tour.
Like you go to school together or something. All right, look sharp. Here we go. All right, we'll do one more. Okay, thank you very much.
Excellent.
Mr. Vice President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following donations: $190 from Kelly Fisher to junior high principal's account, 8th grade dance.
Second. Any discussion?
Call roll, please. Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dotts?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
I move we enter into executive session at 8:15 for the purpose of learning the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. And Section 4, preparing for, conducting, or reviewing negotiations or bargaining session with public employees.
Second.
Any discussion?
Would you call roll, please? Mr. Dotts?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
And we will not be getting back together after this is over. We will take no action after the executive session.
We'll take a 2-minute recess before we go into executive session, so